Then the second type of ANCA-associated vasculitis, that is granulomatosis with polyangiitis, is also known as the vaginose granulomatosis. We just need to remember the salient features of the disease, and the rest is the same as I already discussed in the microscopic polyangiitis. Specific features about the vaginose granulomatosis is that it is the necrotizing granulomatous inflammation of the upper and the lower respiratory tract, so granulomas will be present here. Perivascular tissues will show the presence of these necrotizing granulomas, specifically in the upper and the lower respiratory tract. Along with that, there will be necrotizing vasculitis of the small and the medium-sized vessels, and there will be necrotizing glomerulonephritis as well. The pathophysiology will be the same. Vaginose granulomatosis, we just need to remember the striate of the skin involvement, upper and lower respiratory tract, and the kidney involvement. So in the due to the formation of the necrotizing granulomas in the nasal mucosa, there will be saddle nose deformity present. Along with that, there will be involvement of the upper respiratory tract, that is nasal, paranasal sinuses, tracheal involvement, and in the lower respiratory tract there will be fixed pulmonary infiltrate seen on the chest x-ray, and also cavitating nodules can be seen on the chest x-ray and the CT chest. Glomerulonephritis will also be present, and the granulomas can be, necrotizing granulomas can be seen on the renal biopsy as well. Cutaneous manifestations show the presence of palpable purpura. Along with that, there will be a presence of oral ulcers and levodo reticularis as well. So these are specific features of vaginosis. When there is upper respiratory tract involvement, the patient will be presenting with otitis, epistaxis, rhinorrhea, sinusitis, saddle nose deformity. And in the lower respiratory tract involvement, the patient will be complaining of cough, dyspnea, chest pain, hemoptysis. In the differential diagnosis, we are going to keep microscopic polyangiitis and eosinophilic granulomatosis polyangiitis. In microscopic polyangiitis, there will be no granulomas, and the rest of the features which I mentioned, that they will be absent. And in eosinophilia, there will be peripheral blood eosinophilia, there will be asthma association with atopy, paranasal polyp involvement. And there will be no destructive upper respiratory tract involvement, and there will be no saddle nose deformity in eosinophilic granulomatosis with polyangiitis. The complications is the cardiovascular comorbidity present, and also there is an increased risk of cancer such as AML, bladder cancer, and non-melanoma skin cancers, both due to the disease itself and also due to the treatment with cyclophosphamide. The disease course in all three types of the ANCA-associated vasculitis is chronic. The treatment may lead to remission, but the relapse are common. The investigations and the management plan will be the same as I discussed earlier.